Google on Monday had a variety of problems, starting with Wall Street when it pulled down their stock value. It had started, there was a chain effect. It started with our panelists today when there was a Piper Jaffray report that Google Checkout was not everything that it could be as far as some retailers were concerned. They were looking to hold off, and there were a variety of reasons for that. That followed a report that Levi.com had pulled back from Google Checkout, so that score didn't look good. Then we had two reports, one from Comcore, followed up shortly thereafter by Hitwise, indicating that Google's monthly figures were dropping ever so slightly, about 1%, but that their market share was starting to pull down. So let me turn it over to Piper Jaffray senior research analyst Safa Rashi. Safa, how bad is it for Google? Is this a momentary glitch, or is this something that's going to be more of a concern as they proceed?
It is hard to say. I mean, certainly the market share loss, it appears to us that more likely than not, it is a seasonal effect. Given all the evidence we see in the marketplace in terms of user behavior as well as Google's level of search relevancy, it is hard to believe that Google would really lose market share beyond some seasonal variations. On the checkout, as you noted, we did some research. We talked to a lot of retailers, and the adoption is slower than we had thought it might be. But again, it is an early stage of a product. Google has the habit of introducing products quite early rather than waiting for it to be perfected and then fixing it as they go along. So this is by no means the end for checkout. It is just a slower start. And the primary concern we heard from a number of retailers was that we're not sure if we want to give Google this much control, especially that we don't really get the direct interaction with the consumer through their email. There is, of course, a way around that if the user chooses to provide his or her email to the retailer, but Google keeps that kind of tight. And when we spoke with Google, they said, well, that is part of the premise of checkout, that we kind of insulate the process, make it safer for people, and there is more incentive for people to use Google. If they so choose, they can still interact much more directly with the merchants. But it seems to some degree it could be an education process, both for retailers as well as for the consumers, as to what checkout really would mean.
Are there any alternatives for Google to consider? Google's been positioning this throughout, that they are the safe, comfortable choice.
Well, that's a great question. See, the alternative is, of course, using your credit card, which is probably 90% plus of what has been used to date on e-commerce, or something like PayPal. Now, PayPal is notably more complicated. It is actually a separate account you have to fund. The whole idea of checkout and why we even need a new payment system is that it works faster and it is safer. And I think that premise still has a good potential. We have tried it. I have tried it myself. And it works much more smoothly than most of the payment screens of many retailers. So the idea for retailers would be that let's just essentially outsource this part of the payment. The user still uses his or her credit card, but it works much faster, therefore encouraging people to finish the purchases. Anywhere between 5 to 10% of the purchase intentions are never completed, and the shopping cart is abandoned at the checkout stage because the process is too complicated. So Google's vision was, let's simplify the process. It wasn't so much that, you know, there is a need for a new payment system because merchants are asking for it, but the process online was more complicated than it needed to be.
You mentioned the other day that Google Checkout is much more popular among smaller merchants. And in theory, that if a lot of the smaller merchants will start using it, smaller and mid-sized merchants, that could help motivate the larger merchants to join in.
Yes, I do think that's the case. There are two reasons for that. One is that the smaller merchants really have a much less to lose and much more to gain from association with Google. Just the fact that they will have the Google logo in there and the Google checkout will give them more credence and more credibility with users. And also, they don't really have massive databases to be concerned that they won't have direct access. A large retailer like Best Buy and Sears may have more legitimate concern, but small, let's say, SafferSelectronics.com wouldn't really have that concern. The other reason is that payment is a difficult process. And in fact, if you can get a way to expedite that, it would be really a service for your customers. I mean, think about this. If you go to a gas station, within less than a minute, you can buy things with your credit card. It takes sometimes 5 to 10 minutes to go through a payment screen on some merchant sites, even some of the bigger ones, but it's more pronounced for smaller ones to process the payment. So it actually could be a valuable service for smaller merchants too. And as you said, once they adopt it, because they would have a preferential position on the Google on the Google's advertising system, it could actually force the other merchants to choose that too.
Well, people are concerned about parting with their credit card numbers in any way. And, one of the things Google Checkout shows is a dichotomy between the interests of the merchants and the interests of the payment system. The payment system serves two functions. One, make sure the merchant gets the money for the product. And that's what we've always thought about. But this shows that there's a secondary effect, which is, and the information about the transaction. And we're splitting that. The merchant gets the money, but Google wants to at least partly get the information about the transaction. And so people are very wary about that, about sharing information about the transaction with Google. The second thing is the difference between large and small merchants. Large merchants already have credit card transactions set up so that you can store your credit card or a proxy for your credit card number with the merchant. So when you go back to Amazon, when you go to PayPal, when you go to eBay through PayPal, you don't have to put your credit card number back in again. So if you have a large merchant that you're going to repeatedly, even a Best Buy or Circuit City, it's not inconvenient for the user. The user just goes in and puts in what they want to buy and buys it. For the smaller merchants, where you're only going to them once to buy a specific product, you've got to put your whole credit card number in again. And that raises some security concerns for users. That's one of the reasons why they abandon the transactions. So the smaller merchants are much more likely to adopt a Google payment system, whereas the larger ones are more likely to say, hey, we want to control both the information and the relationship with the customer.
I'm curious, Mark, this is Paula, given that you said that, some of these same merchants have actually opted to sell their products on Amazon, where Amazon then learns everything about their customer. So how do you rationalize those two things?
Well, again, the smaller merchants need a payment system in a way to market themselves.
No, I understand, but even retailers like Nordstrom, I think Lands' End, they're all selling their products on Amazon.
Right, because what's happening with those companies is they don't necessarily need the direct relationship with the customer. They want an electronic storefront, and they have two. They have their own electronic storefront, and if you go to them through their own electronic storefront, Amazon doesn't get the information, but they have a second channel, and they have negotiated contractual relationships with payment through Amazon as well as who owns the information and the relationship. So some companies are afraid of it. And remember, that's not just a sales mechanism through Amazon. It's a marketing mechanism and a way to initiate a sale. With Google, you have the same thing. How do I say I'm looking to buy a product? I can search for it on Google or Google, find the product, and then go to the site of the company that I want to buy it from, and then go back to Google for the payment.
That, surprisingly, payment is still a fairly complicated and not so easy to finish process for many consumers. I would say I totally agree with Mark's comment about the difference between large and small merchants, but I would share with you my experience that even some very well-known merchants still have a fairly complicated system of payment processing, and that does alienate users. I think Google's number one goal was looking at this space and saying, look, there is an inefficiency here, and we think we can fix that. On top of that, if you put the Google logo on it, it would add a blanket of credibility and trust that both merchants and users can take advantage of.
People's reluctance to complete an online transaction or to use a credit card for a transaction is actually not just a small and large merchant issue. It's also a small or large purchase price issue.
Right.
one of the things that's very interesting is that people will use a credit card to buy something online if it's an $80 or $90 item. But for a $2 or $3 item, they're taking the same risk but not getting the same perceived benefit. And so they're much less likely to use a credit card to buy a smaller value item. And so one of the things you want to do is by increasing confidence in the security and reliability of the transaction, you can capture a lot more of that market segment.
Ivan, one thing we didn't talk about as much is the fact that Google has connected this payment system with advertising on Google site, whereas you would get about a discount based on how much you advertise. So it becomes especially more appealing for smaller merchants because if they advertise enough on Google sites, they actually would have credit to be applied towards payment. So it lowers their cost. In our discussions and interviews, it was too early to say to see if this is actually amounting to a major consideration. But several merchants said, you know what, it's nice that our cost could go down and we could be putting that money more to work again on search advertising and on Google.
Do you mind if I go back to the question of Google's somewhat decline in search hits?
Sure.
You said it was seasonal. On the flip side, I've also noticed a real spike in the amount of advertising that Ask.com is doing. You don't think that's having any effect on Google at all, that kind of advertising?
Well, it's a good point. I have to say, I'm suspecting it may be seasonal. If it turns out that another month Google's share is still stable or maybe slight decline and others are increasing, then the conclusion would be that, no, maybe it's more than seasonal and Google's share has maxed. As I mentioned, that is kind of counterintuitive to the empirical trends that I see with consumers. And the other aspect of the data we have is that ComScore and even other sources of data, but especially the ones that ComScore has put out, has in the past been relatively inaccurate. In fact, Yahoo came out over the past two quarters and indicated that they believe ComScore data is just wrong. So we don't know if the data itself is accurate, but even if you assume it's accurate, my point is that it is too early to raise even a yellow flag. I don't think that people are moving away from Google to Ask or Yahoo based on advertisements, but it could be that those things have drawn more users at the same time. Seasonality effect kind of had maxed out Google, and at the whole we saw a slight decrease. And I would finally add that we have had, as we monitor Google's market share, we have had some months of decline, but the overall trend has still been an increasing market share.
To my knowledge, Google has never advertised. Is that correct, or did I miss something somewhere? So I don't think they've maxed. They just might actually have to spend some money on advertising.
No, you raise a great point. They have never advertised, and I don't think they will advertise anytime soon. I agree with you. It may be getting to a point that they should. That has really been a problem for a number of companies in Internet that unfortunately the more successful ones have totally shunned away from it. But that's true. I think Google, interestingly, has advertised quite effectively and sometimes heavily to businesses. But on the consumer side, they have never advertised as far as I know.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.